about where this main pool is.
Yeah, I'm curious where that is. After I wanna walk down, I think it looks just what remains of were you old enough to remember when they built the house?
What one up there? Where you were?
Yeah.
Not me, no. You don't remember that.
Then Rush's was built right after the guest house.
Rush's house is,
was built after.
The guest house.
Yes. See, that's where Mrs. Capon used to come out for the summer.
Sir, Morgan Campbell told me that, I guess it was his father's cousin or something, was the man that was caretaker for, or cared, was in charge of the farm. Do you know who that would be? But you worked with him as boys, right?
Well,
your father, it was your father then.
Yeah, but I mean, we were here the longest. See, we came down here 1938 to 59, you know. I mean, I left here after 52, but I still lived on the place, and I used to work for the fishing after that. And before that, they used to have different ones. Nobody ever stood too long, I mean, maybe 2 or 3 years. They had Kenneth Webster before I come here.
Well, you worked with him?
Yeah, I worked with him for a year, and he was here 10 years, 11 years. And I thought that was a long time being on a place. Mm-hmm. And he was a hard, I mean, he was a good worker and all, I mean, a hard worker. But no men could work with him, you know. They stay maybe 2 or 3 years and leave, you know, because that's a two-family house, because he used to live on the front of the house, and the man under him used to live in the back. And before that was...
Under? Oh, Genovese, wasn't
it? Genovese was here.
Which Genovese was that, you know?
He Robert died, Robert Genovese.
Robert?
He died, yeah. Who was here, Genovese or Bondi?
Well, Bondeck was here before that. That's a good many years ago. Just about the time they bought, a little after they bought the place here, because my father told me that Bondeck ran it for quite a while. He didn't want it anymore. So they had somebody else, different ones. They had Genovese, and they had Gani.
Oh, Pagani, too.
You?
Harris. And Austin,
well,
Ray Austin.
Well, they worked here, but they didn't run it.
No, they didn't run that. It was just
the whole group of people that had worked at one time or another then for the beaches when they owned all of it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, but yeah.
Right? It gives you more names.
Yeah.
Well, then how big a number of people did they have working? They had you people doing the outside, and then must have had a household staff who said girls in the kitchen.
Oh, absolutely.
But the main house, they had about 5-6 girls.
Oh, sure. Seamstress and everything they had.
That explains why.
Yeah. How many you have, Mrs. Bergen?
Three. I have three young servants. Ages at this point, 10 through
15. Well, how many people did it take to work the farm?
In the summer, there was, what, four?
Four.
In the wintertime, there was just three of us.
Plus, the people maintained the outside and came down here and mowed lawns near the park and all this. That must have been additional staff.
Well, then they
the
had
summer.
The gardener there.
The gardener.
Mm-hmm. The gardener was to be at the main house there, where your place is. And in the summer, he lived in the cottage where Shay lived.
Oh.
Then in the wintertime, he used to stay at the main house to keep that heated so, you know, nothing freeze.
The house next door was the house for the man who ran the farm, and then
right.
his...
Yeah.
They had men under him living in the apartment behind.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And once the town, you say the brother, or the son rather, came to run the farm and was unsuccessful, and then that's when he sold it to the town or gave it to the town?
No, that's when he sold the whole thing to Lyons and Jones. They're from down Essex Way or East Adam, East Adam.
Essex. Well,
Essex,
in that vicinity,
down that way,
on the
yeah.
shore. Yeah.
And then the whole estate was broken up. And I think we were the first ones to buy when we were with the brothers. Jack Russell bought it first.
Yeah, because Jack Russell was living there anyway.
Yeah, he bought first. And then Morris, my wife Morris and I bought this. It was 10 acres we bought. And
how big was the whole estate?
That went way down to Bolton Arch. What?
Around 250 acres, more or less. I don't know. I mean, roughly. I mean,
this goes down to Bolton Arms, you know, by the drive-in theater.
Originally, it was
that far? Yeah, that's right. We used to go through the woods with the horses sometimes.
Yeah, there used to be a road, the road opened all the way up to the...
Yeah, there's pieces of that road.
Yeah, they had a clubhouse up there.
They had a beach clubhouse down there.
Beach owned that, and then they sold part of it, you know.
Where's that? The clubhouse, or where it used to be?
You know where the, just before the drive-in, by the pond there, the drive down to that Bolton Arch pond.
Yeah.
Down where, you know, that was old railroad track, used to follow that quite a ways in.
And it was up there?
Oh, yes, a big clubhouse.
You can still see it. I've seen it walking. Yeah.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I think somebody's using it now. I don't know what.
No, that burned down.
That burned down.
There, somebody burned that down over.
But it's a platform sort of a thing.
That's right. There's the platform. Am I was in the way here, like the little side? No, that's right. Somebody burned that down, what, about 10 years ago, some kids. That was a beautiful, big piece.
They burned down out at Simsek Lake, too. There was that beautiful old place out there that they burned down, too. Well, from what you can see, since the town, the land, or the barn, and the Valley Falls Park became the towns, did the town ever keep it up in the beginning? Did they make any efforts to try and thin the trees and keep the fields up and keep the barn up? Were there any efforts ever made at all?
Not whatsoever. Just the field and the recreation area. But as far as the barn, when Lyons and Jones gave that to the town, the barn, they didn't want to know for nothing. That wasn't in bad shape.
No, they should have put a roof on it.
Because that's a shame to let that barn go. That's in beautiful shape. And when we used to run it, the dairy and milk room was just like a hospital. We kept it painted and white. It really was beautiful. And but now it's, you know, could be brought back with a lot of money.
What ruined it is when they had that horse man come in with them, all the horses, and tore the old inside, and he kept one horse up in the old, we used to call it doctor shop, in the corner there. I mean, he used to keep his tools in there. Old Dr. Beach used to come down and we put around, you know, in his shop. It was a doctor shop, we used to call it. And he used to keep it locked. And if anybody ever went in, just moved a hammer or something like that, like, who been in my shop, he says. Using my tools.
Did he like to use tools?
He liked to put around, fix his oars for his bolts, and put around a bit.
Then they put a couple of horses in there, and they knocked the whole sides out. Then they threw manure right out in the, almost in the street there, until somebody got after that horse man, and they drove him out. He really made a mess. He went back to Maine. That's a good place for him, I guess.
But when they were little, they had boats then they put out on the pond? You said he had all
the boats? He only had one boat
Himself. Yeah. Then he had a couple of canoes
for the kids.
He had a couple of canoes.
Doesn't he sound like a nice grandfather to have? Wow.
Yeah. I'd cater to him a little bit if I had a grandfather like that.
Catered to her more.
They had a nice
she'd
dock.
Had the money.
They had a nice dock going out into the pond. Long one.
Yeah.
You used to catch good fish off there.
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts? On the beach side?
No, down near the mountain.
Side. Mm-hmm.
Almost up against the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
All these nice.
We used to cut all the ice off that pond, too. Ice.
Oh, yeah.
We used to cut all the ice and fill the ice house.
Oh, we had an ice house.
Yeah. Well, there was one I was showing Mrs. Burke just below the bell. We used to drive
where
over the horses and back in.
Where the spruce tree
got it all up.
That one that's built into the hill.
That's
the
right, yeah.
It was all insulated. And
yeah.
Put sawdust all around inside and kept filled up on top.
How long did the ice supply last? I suppose of great importance was to keep the main house supplied with ice during
the winter. Didn't use too much there. It was mostly for milk room.
Okay,
milk room, yeah.
That kept your milk nice, you know.
When did electricity run out this way? Do you recall then?
Well, I think when the beach bought it, the way I understand, that they had the lights come from Burn Center after they moved out here in 1915 or something like that.
Well, after the house was built, they must have, or when it was built,
well,
they must have run
maybe
from
they had out. Done when they bought the place, they had the farm, and then they had that other house up here.
Do you know where the well is? Now, we've talked about that once before. It's the well that fed the barn. Was what, in the left-hand corner of the barn, behind there?
No.
No?
The past here, right across my house.
Right across from your house.
Yeah. There's two big reservoirs feeding from the mountains.
Well, back at the barn, there used to be a well. Yeah, they filled it in, but used to go dry in the summer.
It
was just
dry
for emergency, you know. But years ago, they used to use that well, and then there was one back at the barn to take care of the house and the barn. But they used to go dry, and finally they had piped in from up where across Pete and took care of everything. You know, they had two big reservoirs to hold about 500,000 gallons of water, you know. It's a big fed spring.
Because that was the water supply when Dr. Wampatelli bought the house from Lyons Jones.
Right.
That was the water supply still.
Right.
And that was still the water supply when the RAC bought it from Wampatelli. Because the first thing that Ed did was very soon on was to drill wells, which in the far side of the house off the south room. Well, that they had to put in because the water that does come into the house carries a heavy iron load. It's very orange, unless it runs for a long period of time. There's a lot of iron precipitated in the water.
I think I asked you this before, Marissa. It won't be any problem. You didn't think in drilling and making a new well. We are going to have a water supply if we get the down lower half of that barn renovated. Use. We have to have toilets in there and septic.
We'll have to have an artesian well dug by the barn there.
Do you think there'd be any septic problems or having a septic system there from there?
No, I don't think so. Well, one thing I'm going to tell you, we're going to run into a very odd one. We had one drilled here after we bought the place, and we have water softness. The water is awful. It's a flowing well, a continuous flow at 114 feet. We drilled, but the water is awful, a lot of iron in it.
But it's all right with the
purifiers in there. It's very good.
How often did you scrape the walls of the barn down in the lower, the dairy end of it, and repaint them? You say you kept it up nice and white and every year?
Every spring. And then in the wintertime, we used to paint the milk room. In the winter, we used to paint that.
But you just used a white wash, or what did you use?
Regular paint, or white paint, gloss paint.
White wash paint.
Yeah, no, regular paint.
Regular white paint.
Yeah, gloss.
We're talking about, they're going to put the barn, they're going to put a new barn roof on.
Yeah.
And first we couldn't really afford wood shingles, but if we want to renovate it properly, we're going to try to get wood shingles. And then if we get that done, if we could just board up, we haven't got enough money from the town or from the Friends of Valley Falls at this point, doesn't have enough money to renovate the side. But if we could just get some of the areas boarded up with the windows, you know, boarded up and that kind of thing, then we'd like to grate the paint off and because there's some, it really needs to be scraped and then paint again. When we get to that, could you maybe come in and just kind of show us the best kind of paint and make sure we do it right or something and just get in there?
We'll pitch in. I mean, there's a group of people going to help them.
That's what I was hoping the group could do it.
Yeah.
You know, the Friends of Valley Falls could make it a project sometime and get in. We had hoped that some Cedar Crews in town would do it, but Evidently, they are just supposed to be working on the rivers, and they're the only thing they're going to allow them to do is, if they do anything there, is clear the brush around the pond here. But they're going to be leaving in June anyway. They did clean out the barn last